Iraqi militias continue to attack the buildup of American and British forces for 200 miles along the Euphrates Valley. Allied troops have successfully repulsed the attacks, leaving many Iraqi soldiers dead and their vehicles destroyed. Through it all, the strength of the Allied army south of Baghdad is growing, though perhaps more slowly than U.S. commanders might have wished. As NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Kuwait, they've had to adjust their focus in the face of unexpected Iraqi resistance.
When the Iraqis are repulsed in one place, they appear at another, using the same tactics, prompting sharp retorts from U.S. and British forces, which always appear to get the best of the fight. Earlier in the week, the fiercest exchanges were at Najaf and Nasiriyah. Fighting at those towns tapered off after U.S. infantry surrounded Najaf and U.S. Marines secured the bridges through Nasiriyah. But now there are fights in other towns. One came earlier today at Al-Samawa, about 60 miles south of Najaf. BBC reporter Gavin Hewitt was there this morning.
There was some very heavy fire still going on involving both tanks and Bradley fighting vehicles. They have now moved forward into the town. As I am talking to you at the moment, I can see quite a lot of black smoke in about three or four places rising above the town.
The importance of Al-Samawa was the same as all the other Iraqi towns along the Euphrates. It's on one of the key supply routes north. The route is strategic, the town is not. And the Iraqis, Hewitt reported, have slowed the advance of more troops and fuel, which is said to be in short supply.
The intention is not to really take the town, it's to ensure this supply route works effectively. And I can tell you this morning, since this started, not a single truck has used this highway. It's simply too dangerous.
50 miles up the road at Diwaniya and to the south at Nasiriyah, the same kind of engagements occurred today and last night, according to U.S. Brigadier General Vincent Brooks, briefing today at command headquarters at Doha, Qatar.
Coalition forces of the U.S. 5th Corps were attacked by vehicle-mounted irregulars, where there had been a report of some significant number of vehicles approaching. The reports were not accurate in terms of the size of the force, and 5th Corps units soundly defeated the attack, destroying most of the force. In An-Nasiriyah, the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force defeated an attack by irregulars. The fight lasted for about 90 minutes. The Marines in that battle did sustain some wounded, but remained fully effective.
As this pattern on the battlefield has become clearer, Allied commanders say they are learning more about the methods of the Iraqi militias. American soldiers have taken some Iraqi prisoners that they say have been threatened at gunpoint to fight. Some of the Iraqi dead and even a few of the prisoners have bullet wounds in the back of the head, inflicted by loyalists to Saddam Hussein. That's how the British explained last night's attempt by a column of Iraqi tanks to break out of Basra in the south. Air Marshal Brian Burridge, commander of all British forces in the Gulf, said Saddam loyalists inside Basra had rounded up Iraqi soldiers who last week deserted their units, forcing them at gunpoint back into their tanks.
They're doing that by exemplar executions, by executing families of the soldiers concerned. And it takes a huge effort to win the hearts and minds of people who have been subjected to that sort of fear.
British armor on the ground and U.S. air attacks smashed that column of Iraqi vehicles last night near Basra and another smaller one today. Allied commanders are saying little about the first step last night to open a northern front. 1,000 U.S. paratroopers took over an airstrip today near Harir, 45 miles northeast of the Iraqi city of Erbil, in Kurdish-held territory. General Brooks said eventually troops in the north will give the Allies much more flexibility.
The capabilities of that force may be more than what meets the eye. They can be used offensively. We increase the number of options we have available, and we also increase the number of threats posed to the regime.
It's expected that many more troops, weapons, and supplies will be flown into that airstrip in the coming days. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Kuwait.